Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette, and my co-host, Morgan Mance, couldn't make it today, but that's not going to stop us, and we're going to go straight into our Week 8 CFL predictions. And make sure you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and now Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter and see tweets when we will be posting new episodes. And you can find us at the underscore sideline to catch up with us and our postings. And also, if you agree, disagree, want to have the conversation, don't be afraid to tweet myself at @A_Ouellette31 or Morgan at @MorganMance1. So let's kick it off. Let's waste no time. First matchup of the week, Ottawa against Toronto. And let's kick it off with Ottawa. Ottawa won last week, 21-15, I believe, was the score last week when they played the Tiger Cats. Yes, 21-15. And that game was won by field goals. Hopefully, this week, this is something I believe Ottawa needs to do to improve from last week to have a better winning chance this week. And that is get this offensive unit clicking. They've been on and off some weeks. Some weeks they show up, some weeks they don't. But like overall, this Ottawa team isn't a bad team. It definitely helps that they are in the East. The East is a weaker conference. But offensively, they are 135 points for and 126 points against, which that's not bad. That is a middle. I feel like you look at the West, that's the middle of the pack. East, being as weak as it is, it's the best. But offensively, the kicker was the reason why they won for Ottawa's side. He made 7 out of 7 for field goals, I believe. And that ended up winning them the game. If that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. But hopefully, Ottawa, you can find your offensive groove and just keep riding it. Not have this bumpy up and down, not too sure if they're going to score much, if they're not. Because once it comes to playoffs, because we are in week 8, playoffs come, you could struggle. But looking at that game for Ottawa stat, like player stat wise, the best on their team offensively, because I think this is their biggest issue at the moment is offensively. Trevor Harris was 23 for 35, 228 yards. I don't know if it includes interceptions or not. My apologies. The TSN app for some reason doesn't show us that. Rushing wise, Powell was 15 carries, 47 yards. It's not bad. It's not great. That's like a 3.1 yard average, which is CFL wise, you want it to be better because you only have basically two downs, and then third down is you're punting it. So you want that to grow better. But wide receiver wise, Snopley showed up, 9 catches for 82 yards. That's a pretty decent game. But biggest issue, I think that's been holding this Ottawa team. Defensively, they stopped the run. I noticed they kept James White, I believe that's his first name, White, Hamilton's back, which I thought he was going to have a good game, to 8 carries and 25 yards. That's as like being the best for Hamilton. That's pretty good, but like receiving wise, like throwing the ball, that Ottawa team let Mazzolo for to complete 26 of his 38 passes, 352 yards, and a touchdown. They let Sanders, a receiver, go 8 catches, 154 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's huge. Then that happened. Because once you start playing better teams, that could win or lose you the game. No offense. Hamilton's a good team. But you could argue which one's better. I think Hamilton's really missing one of their wide receivers that was hurt. I believe his first name's Luke. I don't know his last name. But I believe that is a reason why they didn't have a successful game last week. But Ottawa, to win this Toronto matchup, defensively, it's not like a Calgary defense or a Winnipeg. But they're in the middle of the pack. They're not amazing. They're not awful. I feel like they're middle of the pack. But now kind of flipping to Toronto's side. Toronto has recently named their new starting quarterback. His last name's Thompson. I believe he played in the NFL, I believe. Franklin, I wanted you to do well. I really did. I really like Franklin. I think he could be a young quarterback that could do well in this league. It's just tough because it's his first ever real being the starter, because he was Mike Riley's backup last year. But looking at his stats, he completed 20 of his 31 passes for 236 yards. Once again, sadly, not telling me what their his touchdown, like if he threw any interceptions. TSN, please fix that. But then Wilder Jr., 15 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. And then R. Smith, not too sure who he is, 4 catches for 62 yards. So I think Wilder Jr. will be the motor on this offense. It will be. If he's having a good game, the offense is having a good game. But if he's not, I understand the QB, switching up the QBs could be a, hey, let's kind of find, maybe it is Franklin that for some reason he isn't doing well in Trestman's system. But you never know. That I feel like that's why the QB situation got switched up. But just looking at Toronto's like stats for the season, points for 95. That's quite bad. They're beating Montreal just by 3 points for. But they tied. Not tied. But points against 179. Oof. You kind of want to get that. Just looking at, like, say, Hamilton. Hamilton is above him. Points against 136. Points for 131. So you want that range. Okay, even though you're letting up some touchdowns, you're at least getting some touchdowns. Offensively, I'm quite surprised that Trustman's, I don't know if it's his system or if it's the level of quarterback talent that he's got for that system. If that's why that offensive unit isn't clicking. But I feel like a huge reason why is it's clear Ricky Ray's injury has affected this team a lot more than I think I expected to. I thought Franklin, you know, he's been sitting under Mike Riley. I still think he has talent, but I thought he'd be more successful now having the reins to this Toronto offense, which has players around it. You've got SJ Green, you've got Wilder Jr. I just felt this team could not be an, oh my god, this offense is amazing. Who even is Ricky Ray? But at least, okay, Ricky Ray's gone. We're still somewhat steady. But sadly, I don't know if they are. I think they're really hurting without Ricky Ray. But enough talking about Ricky Ray. Let's get to what's actually going to happen this week. What's going to happen? I believe Ottawa's going to win this game. Even though it's in Toronto, Toronto doesn't have the biggest crowds at their games. And Red Blacks, they're not a bad team. They're not a great team. I really view them, if they were in the West, they'd be in the middle of the pack. Can I see Toronto winning this? They could possibly. They really could. I believe they traded to get an offensive lineman today or yesterday. I'm not too sure. Might have been today. I'm just... But they're trying to help that offensive unit. But my question is around the quarterback. Who would you rather take? It's clear. You're going to take Harris. Harris could be the... You could argue he's the third best quarterback in the league. Not argue, but I don't think he's better than Bo Levi. I don't think he's better than Mike Riley. And then who's below him? Are they better than him? No. Harris is a, in my mind, a good quarterback. Not a great. But I just view Red Blacks are going to win this one. And I hope it's a big scoring for Ottawa to show a little hate, fans. Yeah, we're a little shaky. We won last week just because of our kicker. But hey, we're going to try and figure this offense out. We're going to try and get them clicking. So then when it comes to when the weeks keep on going, it's getting closer to playoffs. It's not like, oh my god, we could easily get bounced. We could go into first week of playoffs and lose. But okay, that's enough for that one. If you agree, disagree, like always, tweet us, myself at @A_31. No, at @A_Olet31, my bad there, and my co-host Morgan Mats1. So let's get on to the later game Thursday night, 8 p.m. Well, yeah, by the way, I don't know. I might have it's a doubleheader Thursday. First game, 5 p.m. We just covered it, was the Red Blacks. Second game, 8 p.m. Rough Riders, Edmonton. In Edmonton this week, though. But let's kick it off with the away. We are Rider fans here, so we have some news to talk about. Zach Claris. Is back. Zach is back. Great for him. He's activated from injuries. And this is what we need. We need the guy that Chris Jones, I truly believe, trusts the most of the three quarterbacks that have played this year. Watford, Bridge, and Zach. I feel like he's the one that Jones trusts the most. And they feel comfortable showing the whole playbook. Because last week, I don't think they trusted Bridge. They didn't show him the whole playbook. And I was not a happy Rider fan. When it starts off first quarter of the game, it's 24-0. I truly believe there's two huge weaknesses on this Rider unit. It's not roster wise. There's some kind of issues roster wise, but I think the main issue is mentally. They played two great games against Hamilton, won both of those. Coming in, I think they were mentally thinking they were a lot better than they were and doubted Calgary, and they got whooped in the first quarter. Got whooped real bad. And the second thing, I really, really don't trust the coaching. Defensively, Chris Jones, man, if he listened to this podcast, you're a great head coach. Defensively, that is you're amazing at defensively. You really shut Calgary down after that 24 hiccup. We'll call it a hiccup. 24 points allowed in the first quarter. You got them to rally back up, got their focus back in there, and defensively you were clicking. I know you have a lot of trust, not trust, but you're really loyal to like your guys, coaching staff guys, because McAdoo used to be an Edmonton offensive coordinator, but that's the issue. Is it just because Bridge was in there and you didn't trust him? Or was it just because play calling wise, what's going on there? I understand. You can only work if Bridge can't throw the 15-yard out. He can't throw it. You can't go with the play like something like that. If he's struggling during practice, not throwing well deep or medium, you want to keep him safe and this game manageable to win. You're expecting your defense to win this game. You gotta help. Offensively, you've got to be at least getting field goals. And sadly, last week it was kind of not a good one for the Riders. They came back in the they were coming back at the end, but like I'm just loading. Just they didn't score until the second quarter, and like Calgary didn't score until the third quarter, which is. And that's the only time they scored 7 points and then a field goal. But 24 points in the first quarter is not acceptable. So, Rough Riders, I think that's the two issues. Offensively, the coaching wasn't there. I don't know how I feel. I feel like you gotta move on from McAdoo. It's being shown, unless he comes out this week with Zach and we see everything. Because I feel like the most trust is in Zach for the coaches. And second thing you need to work on to win this matchup is mentally. You have to come mentally ready. You showed last week that you weren't. You weren't mentally ready. And it cost you the game. You're going against, and you could argue that the Rough Riders were making their way back and could have won. But yeah, mentally, you weren't ready. Fumbles, that was actually a killer. And special teams, that punt return, that, when I was watching it, I was watching. And it looked like the punt was supposed to go one way, and the returners, not the returners, but the special teams, were going that way, but the punt didn't go that way because the returner for Calgary, only two guys could possibly tackle him. So you can blame that. You can give that turnovers. You could say that was the reason the Rough Riders lost, but I honestly believe mentally they thought they were a really good team and didn't think Calgary was a good team, and they got blown out. Not blown out, but that first quarter they got woken up. I hope Chris Jones, you learn from that because you're going against Edmonton, and Edmonton last week they won 44-23 against the Alouettes. Alouettes team is not doing well. They're the bottom of the East with tied with Toronto. But offensively, this is why I'm preaching that I keep on saying, hey, come on, Rough Riders, be mentally prepared, because you're playing Mike Riley next week. And if you sleep mentally, like last week when Edmonton played Montreal, 24 completions, 32 attempts, 415 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Yes, this Rider defensive unit is better than the Montreal unit, but if you come in, which I don't think they are, but if anyone's not mentally prepared, ready to play, Mike Riley's going to show up. Mike Riley, in my opinion, I compare him to Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. A man is who's better than him? No one. He's so good. And it's been so good and consistent. And there's a reason why he's viewed as the best player. But I feel like some people may think Harris is the best player, the running back for Winnipeg, which I wouldn't blame you if you thought that, but like Mike Riley is a man that you cannot let get going right away, because I feel like if he gets going, it's going to be a long game for Saskatchewan this one. But offensively, Edmonton's going to do their thing as long as they have Mike Riley. He'll throw to whoever he wants. He doesn't care. Defensively is maybe where they struggle the most. I'm not the Edmonton fan. Morgan's my Edmonton fan, but he's not here. But yeah, offensively, 172 points for Edmonton and 148 points against. So kind of I'll look at a Saskatchewan for you. 132 points for and 149 points against. So defensively, you're kind of in the same area, but Chris Jones wise, he'll get to Mike Riley, I think. I really hope they do, because that, if you want to win games against Mike Riley or anyone, Rough Riders, get to him. But Edmonton wise, offensively, you are, can you say the best unit? Like, honestly, maybe it's just because they have Mike Riley. It's like, oh my god, because you got Mike Riley, who helps that offensive unit go. Well, basically, probably drives the truck for all of them. And then you got Calgary, who's also a great offensive team. And then a team that's rising up, I believe, as well, in my opinion, is Hamilton. So you got all these powerhouse offensive units. Just Edmonton, how well can your defensive unit play? Because Rough Riders, Zach's back. I hope he's a man on a mission, can stay healthy, and they open up that playbook, and we, as a Rider fan, we see everything we want. But they also lost Messam, which that could be a different conversation. I don't really want to touch on that subject on this preview. I hope he didn't do it. It's really messed up, but that's enough. I don't want to talk about it. But quick, Edmonton, Rough Riders, who's going to win? I said Saskatchewan was going to win last week. That didn't happen. I think Edmonton's going to win this one. But don't sleep on the Riders. The Riders could easily win this one, because they're going to be mad that stadium was sold out. They're not home there in Edmonton, but that stadium was sold out, and that was not a good show for those fans at the start. So that is that one. I'm saying Edmonton wins it. Don't sleep on Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan could possibly win it. I think Saxon will play a huge role. Defensively, Chris Jones, do your thing. You're great. I hope McAdoo trusts Zach and we see the playbook, because that's been an issue. So let's go on to our Friday night game. It's 5:30 p.m. in Montreal, and it's going to be the matchup. The matchup of the quarterbacks, I believe. This will be Mazzolo versus Johnny Manziel. Now, as a Rider fan, I'm always going to try my best to watch the Riders. Other than that, I kind of tune in. I've been starting to watch the highlights to see kind of what's happening so I can do better at my podcasts here. But this one may be the one you kind of, Friday night, there's nothing going on at home. No one's saying, hey, let's do something. Maybe tune in this one. Johnny Manziel's getting his first start. And I feel like Mazzolo's going to come in, looking at Hamilton. I hope they get their wide receiver back. His first name's Luke. I apologize. I don't know his last name. But he was hurt. I feel like he's the trusted go-to wide receiver and when they need a clutch play. But you've got him, you've got Banks, and you've got Williams. I think Williams is going to come out and be like, hey, shouldn't have traded me. Because he's been kind of, he had some drops, or a drop, maybe some more. I just saw one in the highlight, in the loss to Ottawa. So hopefully he can come out and show his old team, hey, this is why you shouldn't have traded me. And Mazzolo, holy cow. If Johnny Manziel has a good game, and you don't have a good game, doesn't look good. Does not look good for a CFL starter like Mazzolo, who's been playing in the CFL. He played a bit last year, but this is his first. Here's the car to the keys. The key to the cars. No, key to the car. It's your go. So if you come out, have a great game. I'm predicting another 300-yard game. Alouettes are a struggling team. Another 300-yard game. Get some touchdowns and all of this. And it's like, yep, I see you, Mazzolo. There's a reason why they felt comfortable with you. To keep as the franchise quarterback, I really think Hamilton views him as that. But if you don't, and Johnny Manziel comes out and has a really good game for his first ever CFL start, oh no. Oh no. That does not look good. Does not look good when a guy who's yet to take a CFL regular season snap comes out, throws for three touchdowns, and 250, 300 yards plus some rushing yards because he's a mobile guy. Which then you're looking at like, whoa. So this guy can play. And then Montreal's looking at like, okay, there's a, we trusted, we didn't go blind into this trade thinking, yep, it's just Johnny Manziel. He'll do his thing. Kind of gambling. Knowing that, hey, we couldn't start him last week because that would have been a rush. Adams had a good game, but you kind of wish to see Johnny. Didn't see Johnny at all. And if it comes in and has a great game, it's like, good. He needed the week to get prepared. But Montreal, try and keep Mazzolo quiet. Johnny Manziel, do your best. It may be a tough. It's been a while. It could be tough. I hope you're the best. But if I had to pick a game, who's going to win this one? Or a game to watch if I'm not watching the Riders game. I'm tuning on into this one. I hope the hype that I'm hyping it up for, the battle of the quarterbacks, It's true. I hope both quarterbacks play well, show promise for both teams. But Tiger Cats, I believe you're going to win this one. Offensively, that unit is great. I love your wide receiver depth. I hope Luke is healthy. I like White and your other backs. And Alouettes, sadly, offensively, I don't know who you got. Defensively, you're kind of, you've let 192 points coming against a Tiger Cats offense. I hope starts clicking because there's a lot of promise there. But yep, Tiger Cats are going to win this one, I believe. I hope it's a close one. I really hope both quarterbacks come in and they just show off and be like, boom. We're the bright future for the CFL, because CFL, that's what they need. You know, Ricky Ray is getting up there. So, I don't believe Mike Riley's getting too old. But for the next generation, kids that are younger than myself, wouldn't it be great to see Mazzoli and Manziel both succeed, and we just grow up watching these guys being like, you know what, this could be one of the best quarterback matchups for what, Johnny's 25, 8, 9 years? It could be something like that. So overall, I wish both teams luck. And let's get on to our last game against on Saturday. It's the Lions, the Stampeders. It's been a long one. I apologize to any fans that have been our Lions and Stampeders fans. But we're finally here. Let's kick it off with Lions. Lions were on the bye week last week. And coming into this week, like the bye week, it's great to have. But the week before that, I believe you won the game. They lost. It was a close game, though. They lost, my bad. But Lule's looking good. I'm a fan of Lule. Offensive units finding a groove again. I hope BC can just sneak by. I know Calgary, they're 2-3. 108 points for, 138 points against. That's BC. You just lost to Ottawa, just 29-25. My TSN app is freezing up at the moment, my bad. Yeah, 29-25. Against a Red Blacks team on week 6, had week 7 bye week. I really hope you did your film study, watched the Rider game, and just soak up and understand that Bo Levi throws to whoever he wants to throw to. But also, you can hold them to no points until like 24 points. That's all Calgary could get. First quarter, second quarter, nothing. Third quarter, 7 points. So defensively, I'd say BC's weaker than Saskatchewan. You could argue that BC's better defensively, but offensively, I'm going to give offensively, just due to the coordinator and how they've been playing lately, like the Red Blacks aren't a bad team. That was their week 6 matchup, their last game. But offensively, you're not bad. Lule's somehow, I hope he doesn't get hurt, but somehow he's given this offensive unit a boost and they found a spark. I hope, you know, we lost a close one to the Red Blacks. We had the bye week. We had the we had the time to look back. Okay, what did we do well? What can we do better against Calgary? Because Calgary is the best team in the league. But they also stalled and lucked out on two fumbles and a punt return, which the punt return, I feel like that was a mistake by the Riders. The coverage wasn't well. But after that, they shut down. So, Calgary, you've got to defensively get to Lule. Simple like that. He gets hurt. You never want to see him get hurt. But if you can at least get pressure on him and throw his game off, you could possibly win. Not possibly, you could win. But if BC's taken the time, have studied the film, have been practicing well, could they sneak by? Because the Riders almost came back. And the Riders' offense, the unit, didn't look the greatest. But Lule's been a man on fire lately. He's been playing well. So could possibly the hot hand of Lule beat Calgary? Calgary is the greatest team this year so far up to week 8. Once again, this is going to be like the Riders and Edmonton podcast, little segment we had on who could possibly win. I think Calgary is going to win. But honestly, I really mean this. Don't sleep on BC. BC, I hope isn't going to get completely blown out, because they're not a bad team. They're not going to be completely like a Montreal who has an awful team, sadly, this year, and get completely blown out. I think they could possibly, if they used this week properly, they could also sneak by. I really do. If I had to bet who's got the better chance of sneaking by this week between the Edmonton and Saskatchewan game or the BC and Stampeders game, I'm going to give it to Saskatchewan just because I'm a fan, and that Stampeder defense is a lot better than the Edmonton defense. But getting back to the main point is Stampeder's lines. Stampeder's win. I don't think it's a blowout. BC, you're not. I don't think you're going to be blown out. I think you may struggle. But Lule's shown he's able to come back. So don't quit out on BC if they're losing. Tune in that game if you're a fan of the Lions, because you could possibly win. But we're going to have to wrap it up. It's getting close to the 40-minute mark. I want to thank all of you who listened to this episode of the CFL Week 8 Preview. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. Tweet me at @A_Ouellette31 or my co-host Morgan at MorganMats1. And make sure you follow us on Twitter. We will be posting updates on that. It's @The_Sideline. And just keep up with us. I'd surely enjoy this, but thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline, and have a great week. Bye.